Hello, my name is Cedric Rock.
And my name is David Blackburn. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs enjoyed a few more apple projects. They made apple pie, drank apple juice, and ate caramel apples. When they were not eating apples, they were learning to be scientists. The students learned that the first thing a scientist does is observe. The second thing a scientist does is record. So the Bear Cubs carefully observe the classroom gerbils, Santina and Starstruck. After observing, the kids wrote in their journals what gerbils look like, describing their environment and took notes on what they were doing.
The Fawns learned a lot about spiders last week. They learned that spiders have been around a long time, living even before the dinosaurs. The students made comparisons between spiders and insects and learned about spider exoskeletons and molting. The different webs and nests that spiders make have fascinated the students. There are sure to be several new spider pets at home after such an in-depth study. In math, the Fawns played a card game called Is It 10? This game helped them practice adding and categorizing their answers.
The Wolves harvested cherry and sun gold tomatoes from their garden. Some of the kids brought in peppers, garlic, and limes from home, and together they made salsa. After much chopping and mincing, the students had produced 6 quarts of fresh, fragrant salsa to share with everyone at school. In math, the Wolves are continuing their study of geometry. They are learning the attributes of a polygon, a closed shape with only straight lines that connect and do not intersect.
The Lynx started reading Stargirl by Jerry Spinelli. The students are learning the literature circle rules for when they meet in small groups. All the students practice being the discussion director. The discussion director's role is to come up with 5 probing and specific questions to get and keep the discussion rolling. Next, the students will learn how to be the connector, the person who makes connections between the text and personal experiences, current events, or other stories.
The Otters visited the courthouse with the Lynx class to watch a courtroom reenactment. They are making self-portrait masks out of plaster. Each student is decorating their masks with symbols that represent who they are. The Otters are also working on a team-building exercise. The activity is designed to foster verbal communication. And students have been divided into 4 groups. Each group is to build exactly the same bridge, but without looking at one another's work. All the instructions are given verbally, and it is very fun to see what each group turns up with.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is David.
And Cedric.
Have a great day.